One important thing to keep in mind is that fire usually spreads fast when the effort to extinguish it stops. Therefore, it is of utmost importance for the firefighting effort to be offensive and continuous from the moment of discovery and thereafter. In practice, this means that the people discovering the fire, after having ensured that information about the fire has been passed on, need to stay on the scene. What they need to do is try to extinguish the fire. Always have in mind that the first moments after ignition provide the best opportunity for putting out a fire. Of course, given the fact that the people discovering the fire normally would have limited, if any, firefighting and protective equipment, this effort is difficult. In case the situation deteriorates, they need to retreat and continue the firefighting effort, trying to limit the fire and smoke, if possible without closing the door or manhole. Obviously, since they are not equipped with firefighting equipment, from some point on, they will have to isolate the compartment. At that point, they need to make preparations that will facilitate the work of the firefighting party, for example preparing hoses etc., and wait to provide the initial report to the scene leader.